Experimental Moose Survey. Now that I've got your attention, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is trying out a new way to count moose within Anchorage city limits.
We're testing this technique out. This is a what we call a pilot study, so we're working out the kinks this year.
That's Dave Saalfeld, a research biologist, and he'll be coordinating teams across Anchorage this Sunday and Monday as citizens tell the department where they're seeing moose. In most of the state, moose are counted by flying small planes at low altitude in a grid and tallying what's seen. Saalfeld says the new method aims to be an alternative to traditional means of moose assessment. Low snow the last three winters and abundant flight restrictions over Anchorage airspace have made aerial surveys difficult. This year, researchers are hoping to crowdsource reports on where the municipality's massive ungulates are at a given point in time. Fish and Game will send staffers to tag the moose with darts that are designed to snag a tissue sample for DNA testing.
One aspect of the study, getting a genetic sample, we'll start learning, are these moose actually staying at Anchorage? Are they moving out to the hunt areas? Do we have an urban moose population is one of the questions that could potentially be answered with this study as we get more data down the road.
Residents wanting to help with the survey should keep their eyes peeled this Sunday and Monday. Saalfeld says that if you see a moose in city limits, there are three ways to report it to area biologists: online at ADF&G's website, by phone, or even by text message. And we'll have both of those numbers on our website, alaskapublic.org.